West Monroe Senator Jay Morris has a bill that would allow the legislature to pursue a civil lawsuit against an elected official it once ousted for malfeasance or gross misconduct.
Morris says a two-thirds vote by either the House or Senate could result in the civil lawsuit being filed. That concerns New Orleans Senator Gary Carter, who points out that Republicans have a supermajority in both chambers, and he says if this legislation becomes law, the GOP can easily seek to remove a Democrat from office.
What safeguards do we have in here that would prevent political abuse?
Morris responded,
"Everything you said that you're concerned about can be done right now by impeachment."
I'm Jeff Palermo.
We're a month away from the May 16th primary election, and the U.S. Senate Republican primary will continue to heat up with the three major candidates having millions of dollars to spend. Political strategist Mary Patricia Ray says,
"With 4 weeks to go, what we're seeing is what we see in a lot of elections, the undecided voters in the United States Senate race at the top of the ballot beginning to pick a candidate."
Louisiana high school seniors will be getting personalized emails to help them choose a college. Tristan Denley, the Deputy Commissioner of Academic Affairs and Innovation at the Board of Regents, says the goal is to take the confusion out of a daunting task.
These emails will hopefully make it a lot easier for potential college students to know, well, these are the things that are right around me, the different schools in my region, and of course, all other schools that are all across the state.
The individualized emails will have recommendations based on the student's academic record. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.